Instructions. Assigning work to others.
Kim-san, we'd like you to be in charge of sales for the Western Zone. We're going to have a booth in the job fair next week, and we'd like to assign you three to take turns there. Linda is busy right now, so I'd like for Mark and So-yoon to give her some support. Kobayashi-san, Kim-san, and Mark-san, I'd like you to form a team and look into that problem.
Giving deadlines and quotas.
I need everyone to be sure to submit the report by Friday next week at the latest. The lease on the copy machine runs out next week, so don't wait too long to renew it. The target production number today is 70.
Reminding someone to follow your request.
Please remember to follow the guidelines we sent to you on August 16th. Don't forget to follow the instructions I gave you. I would like to remind you to follow the guidelines we have provided. This is a reminder to abide by the requests we have sent. We would like to remind you that we have sent certain requirements we would like you to follow.
Leaving a task up to someone.
I'd like you to be the leader of the ABC project. I'd like you to be in charge of this campaign. Susan, I'd like you to be the manager over the ABC project. We need you to be in charge of managing the joint project with XYZ. Of course, I'll be providing you backup support.
Making a request. Asking someone to do a simple job.
Let's try to copy all of these reports by 3. We need to send this package to ABC Corporation by the end of the day. Would you mind sorting all of these files before you go home? Could you email this report to everyone who came to the meeting?
Asking someone to do a difficult job.
I know it's not easy, but I need to ask you to visit each branch in China. I know this is a big project, but we need to revise this entire 300-page report. Do you think you could do it? I have something important to ask you. Would you mind tracking down the cause of this problem?
Asking someone to do a rush job.
Sorry, but could you drop everything and work on this project? We need to fix this problem. It has priority over everything else. We only have 2 hours to clean up this mess. There's not a minute to waste. Hurry and send this file, and then run as fast as you can to the bank.
Asking someone to do a job with no time limit.
When you have a minute, could you look at this site? If you get bored, could you read through this report? Could you put these reports in order? Anytime's okay. Maybe sometime this month, you could put these files in the warehouse.
Progress confirmation. Asking about progress.
How is the project coming along? About how much longer is the project going to take? Do you think you'll be able to finish by the deadline? Shouldn't you be finishing up the project? Have you made any progress on your report?
On schedule.
We are right on schedule to meet the deadline for the project. The report should be finished just in time. We will be wrapping up the project as scheduled. Everything is going according to plan. We should be ready just in time for the big meeting.
Ahead of schedule.
We're set to finish ahead of schedule this time. We've made more progress than initially planned. The project is moving ahead of schedule. We'll finish this project 3 days earlier than expected. This project will be finished sooner than we thought.
Behind schedule.
I'm running a bit behind schedule. Could you help me out? I'm in a time crunch. I really need this done by today. We're already behind. Is there any possible way to get an extension on this due date? I'm in over my head with a lot of work, and I'm behind.
Words of advice. Advice to a new employee.
Make sure you come on time in the morning. Always remember to greet your seniors. You can never be too careful. So always make sure and double check. Watch out for Mr. Howard when he's in a cranky mood. Let me know if you need anything.
Advice to a co-worker.
Maybe we'd better stay away from the boss today. He's in a bad mood. I suggest that you finish that project as soon as possible. Maybe you should skip the meeting and work on your report instead. I think you should tell your manager what happened.
Advice that's like a warning.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. I think you'd better be careful or you'll get in trouble. You'd better get back to work before the boss sees you. It would be a good idea to get an early start on this project. The finance department manager is really strict, so be careful around her. I advise you to be on your best behavior. I think this report would be easier to understand if you made it in PowerPoint.
Thanking someone for advice.
Thanks for the heads up. I appreciate your advice. Your advice really helped. Thanks for telling me that. I appreciate all your helpful advice.
Chatting with coworkers, Part 1. Weather.
It's freezing out today, isn't it? Today's going to be pretty hot. It's pouring out, isn't it? Be sure to keep warm. Great weather, isn't it?
Office rumors.
This is probably just a rumor, but I heard that Mary and Hiroshi are dating. I heard a strange rumor. Our president is getting a divorce. Did you hear about Watanabe-san? He's going to be our next manager. A little bird told me that Bill is going to take an early retirement. Did you know Mr. Howard is being transferred to China?
Denying rumors.
I think that's just a rumor. You can't believe everything you hear. Who's spreading that terrible rumor? That's completely false. That's strange. I heard the opposite. I don't think it's true.
Asking about current affairs.
How is George doing these days? Have you heard anything from Mr. Black? I was wondering, have you spoken to Mike Harrison recently? Do you remember Jane Smith? Do you know what she's doing nowadays? I heard that Amanda got divorced 2 years ago. Is she still single?
Chatting with coworkers, Part 2. Talking about family.
How's your family doing? How are your kids doing these days? Do you have any pictures of your family? What does your family think about your transfer? Did your children get into that school you were talking about? You look too young to have children that old. You have a really nice family.
Answering questions about family.
Everyone is doing really well. I'll be living alone for a while. It's too hard for my family to move right now. My family is going to stay in Japan while I'm working in Indonesia. My mother's in the hospital right now.
Talking about the weekend.
Any plans for the weekend? Do you have a lot of things going on during the weekend? Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Answering questions about the weekend.
I'm just going to take it easy at home. I don't have anything special planned. I'm going to go out with my family. I'm afraid I have to work on the weekend. We were busy this week, so try to get some rest and recover. I'm in charge of a job fair this Sunday. I plan to take Monday off instead.
Responding to an inappropriate statement or behavior. Avoiding personal topics.
That's kind of personal. I don't feel comfortable talking about this now. That's not an appropriate topic for the workplace. Please stay out of my personal business.
Expressing discomfort to an inappropriate statement.
I don't feel comfortable with that. You'll have to excuse me for a moment. That's actually considered a little offensive. I'd appreciate it if you didn't use that tone.
Expressing discomfort to an offensive statement.
I can't believe you said that. Please excuse me. That's out of line. I don't think that is appropriate. That's very close to sexual harassment. If you say that again, I'm going to have to take action.
Expressing discomfort to an inappropriate behavior.
What are you doing? Are you sure you are allowed to do that? You might get in trouble for that. Do you realize what you're doing? You could get in big trouble for that.
Expressing discomfort to an offensive behavior.
Do you know how inappropriate you're being? You are being extremely rude. Knock it off. Stop that now. No, don't.
Useful phrases for people lacking confidence. Telling someone that your English is limited.
My English isn't perfect, so please stop me if you don't understand something. I probably won't be able to explain everything, so please refer to the handouts. My English isn't very good, so it might take time for me to explain this. Thank you for your patience. My English isn't my strong point, so please allow me to use a cheat sheet. When talking about the contract, I'd like to bring a translator so there are no misunderstandings.
When you can't catch English.
What does that mean? What did you just say? What does pending mean? Could you tell me how to spell Thane? I didn't understand your conclusion. I don't have any confidence in English. So could you speak a little slower for me? If you could speak a little slower, I think I could keep up. Sorry, but could you explain that part again? I'm not so good at English, so I'd appreciate it if you would use simpler words. If you could summarize what you're saying on the whiteboard while you talk, that would really help.
Asking a native speaker of English for an English check.
Would you mind checking my English for me? Could you take a look at this letter I wrote in English? Please don't hesitate to change anything that sounds a little strange.